from the people who are interested in coming to visit me on Purim, how many people would prefer to come on Matzoi Shabbos and how many people would prefer to come on Sunday night? Sunday night is better?
No.
See, by raising hands, how many people think Matzoi Shabbos is better? Like Purim, no?
Purim.
Yeah. Is he a close vote? Sunday night, 8 o'clock. And how many people would prefer Sunday night?
Sunday night?
Sunday night.
What?
How many people would prefer to come on Matzoi Shabbos and how many people would prefer to come on Sunday night? Sunday night is better?
Yeah.
See, by raising hands, how many people think Matzoi Shabbos is better? Like Purim, no?
Is he a close vote?
Sunday night, 8 o'clock. And how many people would prefer Sunday night?
Sunday night?
Sunday night. What? Sunday people come and go a whole day, so it's not the...
No,
Matzoi Shabbos is Purim. Okay, everybody's invited. Whoever wants to come, everybody's invited to Matzoi Shabbos. Give us half an hour after the
meeting.
What time is the SOI Hagiga? 9?
9:30? So come late.
Okay. This afternoon I was invited by the SOI to give a shiur in Yom Kippur in the Beis HaMedrash following Mincha. Mincha will be at 12:45. And I'll give the shiur afterwards. This week I said two shiurim already on Yom Kippur, one on Monday night, one on Tuesday night. So I'm just going to say over the leftovers that I didn't discuss on Monday, Tuesday. But some people are listening to all the shiurim. A little chazara, but not too much. Okay, so this morning I'll discuss a little bit Parshas Tetzaveh. In the beginning of Parshas Tetzaveh, the Chumash has the din of Shemen Lamor. Shemen Zayizach Parshas Lamor. So Rashi Parshas Lamor in office. But this is only for the menorah. You have to have the first oil that comes out is used for the menorah. But for the menacha, the korban mincha, you don't have to have the prime, the best kind of shemen's ice. You can use the second hazayis shemen hasheni, kosher menorah, but kosher menacha. The Gemara always discusses, at the end of Menacha, always assumes that using Shemen Zayis in Menacha is just like using Shemen Zayis in the Menorah. But then in the Chumash, it never says. And there's a Medrash that points out, why did the Torah require Shemen Zayis for the Menorah and didn't require Shemen Zayis for the Mincha? So the question is, what do you mean the Torah doesn't require Shemen Zayis for the Mincha? The Mishnah says that they had to use, Mishnah says they always use Shemen Zayis for the Mincha. So then the Mefarshim and the Medrash say that what it means is, why did the Torah say explicitly that you need Shemen Zayis for Menorah, and it doesn't say explicitly by Mincha, although the din is that you do need Shemen Zayis for the Mincha as well. That's how the Mefarshim and the Medrash say. Rabbi Yerucham Perlo, in his comments on the Sefer HaMitzvos of Avsaki Goyim, thinks that that's not right. He thinks that Kipshuto, that you really don't need Shemen Zayis for a Kamer Mincha. He says you can use cotton seed oil, you can use whatever, mezola, whatever kind of oil you want. You can use synthetic oil, anything you want. The halacha that you need Shemen Zayis is only for Menorah. He says for Menachas, the Mishnah describes that that was the common practice. They used Shemen Zayis and used the Shemen Sheni. They didn't have to use the Shemen Rishon. But he says, Mikra Adin, he claims that the Medrash is to be taken Kipshuto. Tutu Fachidish, that you really don't need Shemen Zayis.
Isn't there a question? They ask him, Chanukah, what's the big deal? Everybody's making a big deal that it was the Shemen Zayis for the Menorah. What about for the Menachas?
Going to
this.
Could be. The Chumash describes later in the Sedna the way the Kohanim were Nivkaru, the way they were chosen, the way they were endowed with the Kedushas Kuhuna. Part of the structure, the outline of the way the Kiddush of the Kohanim was, is similar to the way one is Megayer and Anochri. If Akum is Bola his Gayer, so you have to have tviva in a mikveh to be moisiv kedusha. sometimes you have tefillah, we discuss, sometimes you have tefillah that takes off tumah. And sometimes, most of the time, sometimes you have tefillah that creates a heter, let's say, a nidah is asura lebailah, and the tefillah is matah lebailah. And then there's a third din of tefillah that's completely different din, to be moisiv kedusha. That's when you buy clay hasudim in anochrim. So you want to endow the kelim with kedusha. That's the lashon that the Rabbeinu Yonah writes in the Sefer Yisra Beheter. There's a Rabbeinu Yonah and Achren. Not the same Rabbeinu Yonah, the cousin of the Ramban. A different Rabbeinu Yonah. So there's a Sefer Yisra Beheter that's called Yisra Beheter Horov. It's always quoted here every day. Every page is called Yisra Beheter. So the Yisra Beheter by the Rabbeinu Yonah writes that the idea of Tfilas Kelim, when you buy clay sudim in Anachrim, is that it's a form of geirus, that you want to give a kedusha, sort of a kedusha sisrot to the clay sudim. So the same is true regarding a ger abole his gair, and the Levim, when they were nivcharu, they were endowed with kedushas Levi. They also had to have tefillah and a mikveh. And here the Kohanim, when they were endowed with kedushas kuna, had to have tefillah and a mikveh. And then the Chumash required that they had to have korban, the same as the Levim when they were nivcharu. And Nochri abole his gair has to have a korban. The Gemara says increases daftes that bisman azeh, bisman shein beis hamikdash kaim. How are we makabel gairim? If there's no korban, there's no possibility of korban. So the Gemara, the Rashi posted that the hakrovus, a carbon of the gear, is not niakevus. But mikra din, there is a need for a carbon. Bizman amigdosh, you have to bring a carbon. So shayla and rishona, maybe bizman amigdosh, the carbon was miakev. The Avni Nezer, in the end of Yerodea, and Hilchas Gerim claims that this is a machloikis in rishona. It doesn't really say beferish, but that's when he's medayik. That there is a machloikis in rishona, whether bizman amigdosh, the carbon hagear is miakev in the gear. Maybe only bizman azet, it's not miakev, because the pasuk says we are able to do the kabbal gear meeting bizman azet. So one of the details of the karbonis that's written in the Sedra, the karbonis that the Kohanim had to bring for the purpose of being endowed with Kedushas Kehuna, one of the details is V'yachlu Osam V'shakup Arbohem Perek Koftes Pasuk Lamed Gimel. And Bnei Aharon HaKohanim should eat the karbonis which they were the Balei HaKorban for. Whenever you bring a korban, so the kapara is gotten on behalf of the Balei HaKorban. So here it says, V'yachlu Osam V'shakup Arbohem. Those five Kohanim, Aaron and his four sons, were the Balei HaKorban, they're the ones for whom the Kapara is being done. So they have a mitzvah to eat these Karbonis. So regarding this pasuk is a major machlokes Rashi against the Rambam. Rashi himself, and he quotes this pasuk as the marker for the mitzvahs Achilas, Kodshim Kalim, the Bailim. And the Rambam disagrees and he says no, that the mitzvahs Achilas Kodshim is only a mitzvah to eat Kodshim Kodshim, which are nechal only to Zichri Kuhuna in the Azara. So just like all avodas are done in the Azara, and all avodas must be done by Kohanim, by Zichri Kuhuna, so too Kodshi Kodshi must be eaten in the Azara, because Achilas Kodshi Kodshi is like an avoda. The Gemara has a lashon that Kohanim Kiko Achli Mishulchan Galoa Koachli. The Gemara has such a lashon in Baba Kama in the first Perek. And in Beitza, the Gemara has such a lashon that Kohanim, when they eat the Sar Kodshi Kodshi, the Olo they don't eat, when they eat the Shiori HaMenachis and they eat the Bisar HaChatos V'ha Oshon, so that's considered like an Achilas Mizbeach, just like when you mock around the Mizbeach, HaKtoros and Avoida. So when the Kohanim eat the Shiori Menachis and the Bisar HaChatos V'ha Oshon, that's considered like an Avoida. That's why it has to take place in the Azor. So the Rambam claims, Rambam's opinion is that only Achilas Bisar Kodshi Kodshi Aide Kohanim is a mitzvah achila. So they say a double bracha. They say shahakon yid dvaray, and then they say ashe k'dushan v'dushas shalar tzivanu al achilas chatos. I don't know how it ends up. Some kind of a nusach bracha like that. That's a special bracha before the yid. But let's say when the Yisraeli meet the shlomim, so he says shahakon yid dvaray. Unless he said havoitzi before, so he doesn't have to say shahakon when he eats the meat. And then does he have to say a brichas hamitzvah? Ashe k'dushan v'mitzvayso v'tzivanu al achilas shlomim. So the Rambam's opinion is that there's no mitzvah. There's an issur to leave it over. There's an issur nosar. If you leave it open, let's assume men are breaking it, but there's no mitzvah to eat it. If you're not going to eat it, you'll violate the aveir. But the eating it up is just in order not to violate the law of lois asirim. It's not that the eating itself constitutes a mitzvah. That's how the Rambam claims. It's unlike achilas kodshi kodshi. Achilas kodshi kalim is not a mitzvah. There's no Indian to go run to eat kodshi kalim. And Rashi's opinion is not so. Min Hasina points out, it's machlokes is Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi himself, and quotes this pasuk, there is no other pasuk in Chumash apparently. By Kodshi Kodshim, it says quite a few times that the Kohanim have to eat the Kodshi Kodshim. Have to eat the Chatos, the Yoshem, and the Shiori Haminfo. By Kodshi Kalim, the only pasuk that Rashi could dig up is this pasuk, Pasuk Lamed Gimel in Perek Chav Tes in Tetzavav. Yochlo Oz Moshe Kupo Bohem. Bizar La Yochlo Ki Koy Deshem. So what does the Rambam hold? The Rambam Mestama holds that it's only a Hoyra Ashur. Maybe the Rambam holds it does mean that they have to eat it. It means Bizar La Yochlo Ki Koy Deshem. A non-Kohen is not allowed to eat it. Non-Kohen should need it. They better eat it, otherwise it'll become Noiser. But it doesn't really mean that it's a Mitzvah Sachiva. The Rambam has a Machloik, it's with Rashi. Yes, you have the mashal. You have to make a mak of yasisa mak legagecha v'lasasim damin beveisecha. So if a person has a roof which is used, and he doesn't, so he has a mitzvah to put a mak. So when he puts the mak, he fulfills the mitzvah of yasisa mak legagecha, and he recites a bracha. Machleik is what the bracha is. Machleik is the last name in the Chayish Mishpat. They quote the Machleik is the Rambam and the Shulk is what he says. Sheik Vishanam and Mitzvah with Tzivanu. Allah asiyas maka, or you say lasas maka. Do you say Allah, do you say Leva? Do you say a bracha? When you put up the maka, you fulfill the mitzvah of Yasisa maka legagecha, and you also avoid violating the loisese of losasin damin bivaysecha. But that's only if you're making a maka legagecha on top of a roof of a house. What if I have a well that's it's right on the ground level, and people can fall in right like that. So you also have to make a market around the world. No one should fall in, but that's not called market legagecho. So there you don't fulfill any mitzvah. You have to make a fence there in order to protect everybody, in order not to violate the law of loisasim damim beveisecha. But there you wouldn't say any brach. You're just avoiding the law. Whenever you do something in order not to violate a law, then you don't say a brach, because it's not a mitzvah. It's just your way of not violating the law. Let's say you have some electrical appliance, let's say you have electrical wires that are open and they're dangerous, you have to go do something to cover them up. So that going and doing and covering up does not constitute a mitzvah. That's only in order to avoid the law of loisasim damim beveisecha. If you leave it open the way it is, you'll violate the law. So you have to go b'kum yaseh in order not to violate a law. I think you must have a lot of cases like that. What if you left it, no one got hurt? I don't know, it could be. It's a good kashim. It's done with Taisis holds that Shem Yorgul Yorgul is probably the reason why they made it takvan, and then they made it as a mitzvah says in the Rabbana. It's done. Otherwise, I'll get the kasha. The Chumash lists off the various big day kuhuna. There are three sets of big day kuhuna. There is a kain gadol and there is a kain hedyo. And the kain gadol on Yom Kippur wears dalad begadim, the kain gadol all year long wears shmoinah begadim, and the kain hedyo all year long wears dalad begadim. The Gemara has a machlekes hatanayim in Yumen, the first paragraph, daf yud beis on beis, whether the dalad begadim of the kain gadol on Yom Kippur are identical. The big day boots, the big day lovon of the kain gadol, are they identical with the dalad begadim of the kain hedyot of all year long or not? What's the issue? Three of them are taka identical. There's no. What are the dalad begadim of the kain hedyot all year long? One is the avnei, one is the mikhnasai. What's that? Pants, shirt. What else? Hat. Yeah. What is it? What is it called? The mikvas, the mitznefes. Mitznefes. And then he has a, what do you call a shirt? The eel. And then you have. Which is it called? Ksonis. And the kain gadol is called the meal. Okay? So you have a ksonis is a shirt, mechnasayim is the pants, and the mitznefes is the hat, and then a garter. Kinzu, a body, basically, is that a garter? So those are the four big day kain hedyot. So three of them, the mechnasayim, and the ksonis, and the mitznefes, are talking the same as the kain gadol wears on Yom Kippur. There's no difference. The only shadow is what about the avnei? That's machlekes hatanayim. The avnet of the kain gadol on Yom Kippur, where everything was big day boots, big day lavan. There was no wool. It was all linen. It was all linen. So the shayla is, what about the big day kain hedyot all year long? The three of the four begadim were taka boots. That's what it says. But the avnet is unclear in the chumash whether the avnet of the kain hedyot all year long was klayim. Did it have? Semer and Pishtim, or was it not climbed? It was the same avnet, the same kind of avnet, the kain gadol wears on Yom Kippur, which is clearly boots, big day lover on Yom Kippur are just linen, no wool blended at all. So that's the machlokes hatanoim. What about Avnei Tushal Kohen Hedyo? They say Avnei Tushal Kohen Hedyo, Kol Hashanah Kulo. Zehu Avnei Tushal Kohen Gadol. Is it the same as the Avnei Tushal Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur means that it's also no kilai? But he say no, lo zehu Avnei Tushal Kohen Gadol. That's a machlokes. The Rambam passes la locha that it has kilai. That the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur wears dal begodim that are only big day boots. Big day boots means linen. Only linen, no wool blended in at all. And the Kohen Hedyo all year long wears dal begodim. Three of them are identical with the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. And the Avnei did have kilai. The Avnei did have kilai. That's a machlokes hatanoim. Did it have kilai or not? And the Rambam passes it did have kilai. Then there's a new question. Once you assume that it had kilayim, did it have tchelas in it or not? Doesn't say. That's a serious shaila halacha l'maaseh. When Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Kalashim was interested, when he got Rabbi Kivegan and Afsam Sid, got everybody interested in buying them off of Amigdosh and getting, what's his name, getting Rothschild to put up the money to make a base of Amigdosh and the whole thing. So all the shailas were brought up regarding the possibility of HaKrovus HaKarbonus Bizman HaZeh. So one of the shailas was, but we don't have tchelas for tzitzis, so how are we going to have tchelas for Big Day Kunin? So how can you have a coin doing Avodah Beis HaMikdash? Don't you need tchelas for the Big Day Kunin? Everybody was wondering, don't you need tchelas for the Big Day Kunin? So part of the answer is, for Kohen Gadol, you need tchelas. Who needs a Kohen Gadol? But finish up my Kohen Gadol. What do you need a Kohen Gadol for? So we'll make a Kohen Hedyo. So does a Kohen Hedyo need any tchelas? So three out of the four, Kohen Hedyo only wears Dalad Begodim. So three out of the four Begodim that he wears for sure don't need any tchelas. The only shaila is on the Yavnei. Because Yavnei is a machlokes hatanoim if it has any wool at all. Tchelas has to be a color and a material. It has to be semer, that's tzavua tchelas. If you dye something else with the color of tchelas, that's not called tchelas alpidin. If you need tchelas, then you're not yetzer with that. Tchelas means it has to be wool, and it has to be dyed after that special color of tchelas. Whatever that color is, it's a different shayla we discussed. That's machlokes, the Teferis Yisrael on the Mishnayis Moe, it has an introduction to Moe. It has one long kuntris on the Malachas of Shabbos. And then he has a shorter kuntris on the Big Day Kunin, also in the introduction to Seder Moed. So in his introduction to the Big Day Kunin, he quotes a machlokes Rashi and the Rambam, what color was the tchelos? So Rashi and Chumash at the end of Parshas Shlach writes that the tchelos was the color of the sky at midnight. It means it was very dark blue. And the Rambam in Hilchos Tzitzis describes that the tchelos is the color of the sky at noon, 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Quite a discrepancy, whether it's light, very light, beautiful blue, light blue, or it's pitch black, dark blue. Complete contradiction. Shailan Kabbalah, this is Stephen Zohar, where it's supposed to be dark blue, light blue. So, Mekubal, I'm talking about, Rav Soloveitchik once gave a whole yard site to Rosh Hashanah. Chelek Agoda was on that machlekes, but it's supposed to be dark blue or light blue. That machlekes is the Rambam and Rashi. So the question is as follows. The Avnei is the only one of the Dalet Begodim of the Kohen Hedyo that is even a question about. The other three begodim are only boots. They're only pishton. So only pishton, so certainly has no tchelis. The only shayla is on the Avnei, does it have any kalayim or not? So machlokes hatanoim. So we pass that it does have kalayim. Fine. So just because it has kalayim doesn't necessarily mean that it has tchelis in it. So there's a further shayla that the Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Kalashev brought up. He raised a new shayla. It doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara of the Rishonim whether it's supposed to have tchelis or not. Maybe he doesn't need tchelis. Doesn't need tchelis. He can have a base on Migdash and have kohenim head yotim. So he won't make a kohen gadol. Make a kohen gadol. He won't be able to wear the big day kohen gadol because they're supposed to have tchelis. That says beferish. But the big day kohen head yotim, maybe don't need tchelis. Even if you do need tchelis, the question is maybe just like in tzitzis, tchelis is not miyakev in tzitzis. So some gadolim suggested maybe tchelis is not miyakev in big day kohen either. Avil de tzushta. It doesn't make any sense. That's what the other gadolim said, that it's wrong. There's a mekurushet percept in menachis. That although tchelis is not miyakev, it's alovan and tzitzis, but it is miyakev and big dekunah. Any big dekunah that needs tchelis, and you didn't make the tchelis, it's possible to yet. So the shaila is whether the yavnei needs tchelis. If it does need tchelis, it's good. If it needs tchelis, then you have a problem. How can you have a beis hamikdash? Which kohen is going to wear big dekunah? How are you going to have an yavnei if the yavnei needs kilayim and part of the tzemer has to be tzemer tzavua tchelis. So there's another kula that Pharisee Yisrael mentions again in his kuntris Big Day Kunin in the beginning of Chelek Moed. So he writes, if you look in the Rambam only seems to only mention chalazon with respect to tzitzit. You only have to have that special fish with that special color for the tchelus and the tzitzit. For the tchelus and the big nikkuni, it doesn't say you need chalos, it just says it has to be that color. Whatever color, either light blue or dark blue, whatever it is, you can make. That's another problem. How are we going to make tchelus and the big nikkuni if we don't know what color it is? Well, it's light blue or dark blue. It's another problem. But the problem of the chalosim will not phase us, he says, because from the Rambam is mashma that you don't need chalosim for tchelus of big dekuna. It's only needed for tchelus of tzitzis. No, it has to be the same color as tchelus is a certain color. It is dark blue, light blue. That's very unclear what it is. Whatever color it is, it doesn't necessarily have to come from that source. It doesn't have to come from the chalosim. It can come from another source, but you still have that. But then we would have the problem, how are we going to make it? If you need chalas in the Yavne, what color are you going to make it? Alright, now Niyat, that you don't need a chalazma. You're going to make a dark blue light blue, and you're still up against the stone wall. What are you going to do here? You're going to pass my drash in the Rambam? How are you going to figure out who's right? Huh? Figure it out? Well, give up some. The Pharisees Israel and the Hakdomah it's called the Kuntras on Big Dekuna in the beginning of Chelek Moed. So he points out this machlek is Rashi in the Rambam whether it's light blue or dark blue. The Rambam says light blue, and the Rashi says dark blue. And then he points out from the Rambam it would appear from the Rambam is mashma that you only need that the Chelek should come from the Chalozon only if it sits. But Chelek for Big Dekuna, even when it's needed for sure, in the Big Dekuna Gadol. Chelus big dekuna, don't. The Rambam never says it has to be from chalozim. The Gemara never says it. So he says maybe as long as it's the right color, it's good. So the chalozim won't bother us. The only problem is what will be the right color. Right, so they won't have a problem. What will be the right color? But others tell you that you don't need chelus at all for avneim. Even though you need kilayim, the avneim has to consist of kilayim. It doesn't have to have chelus. It does need chelus as avneim. So that would not cause a problem. There is a shaila in Poskim, what's the nature of the mitzvah of Levisha's Big Dekuna? The Pasuk says we should make Big Dekuna for Aaron Evan of Lechavod, Ulis Ephorus. So does that imply that's in Perek Chotches, Pasuk Beis? We see the Big Dekuna for Aaron Achicha Lechavod, Ulis Ephorus. Does that mean that it's an independent mitzvah, a sovereign mitzvah? The Kohanim should wear Big Dekuna is a separate mitzvah? Whether they're going to do Avoid in the Beis Hamikdash or not, a separate mitzvah to wear Big Dekuna? Or doesn't mean no. The din is when the Kohanim are doing Avodah, they're only kosher to do Avodah if they wear Big Dekuna. Now the Big Dekuna should be pretty Big Dekuna, but it doesn't mean that it's a separate mitzvah of Levisha's Big Dekuna. The mitzvah of Levisha's Big Dekuna is only a Hechsher mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. It's only a Hechsher mitzvah in order to enable the Kohanim to do Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. The Shaila is, assuming the way the Rambam does, assuming the way we assume, that the Avnei of the Kohen Hedyot had Kilayim, the other three Gvarim didn't have Kilayim. So does he have to pull off the gartel the second he finishes the Avodah? Or can he leave on the Yavneh? The Yavneh has Kilayim. So the Chorah, how is he allowed to wear Kilayim? It's the Chanavera. So he said, there is a wear Kilayim. Would you wear Kilayim? So you're not allowed to wear Kilayim? So how does the Kohanim wear? The priests in the Holy Temple wear Kilayim? What's the answer? So the answer is no, but Makam Mitzvah is Mutter. So the question is, when is the Makam Mitzvah? Is the Makam Mitzvah only B'Shasa Avodah? Or is it even Mutter Shlo B'Shas Avodah? So this is the Machlek, is the Rambam and the Raivid. The Rambam writes that the minute the Kohen Hedyot finishes the Avodah, he must remove the Avnei, otherwise he'll violate the Avera of wearing Kilayim, Shlo B'Shas Mitzvah. So there's no Heter Shlo B'Shas Avodah. The Heter is, the mitzvah, the Rambam's opinion that the mitzvah of wearing Big Dekuna is not an independent mitzvah. It's only a mitzvah, it's only a Hechshen mitzvah to enable the Kohen to be kosher to do Avodah. So Shlo B'Shas Avodah, the Rambam writes. So the Rambam writes that Shlo B'Shas Avodah, the Kohen Hedyot is not allowed to wear the Big Dekuna. And the Ravid, the Rambam only writes Kohen Hedyot. So the Rambam is very mashma that the Kohen Gadol is permitted to wear the Big Dekuna Gadol, the Shmein of Godim, afilu shloi b'shas avayim. So that's the question, why? Why does the Rambam distinguish between Kohen Hedyot and Kohen Gadol? So the Beis Halevi has in the first Chelek, Beis Halevi, this is a classical topic, because the Shagasari has a similar topic. So everybody has to talk about this. Whether the Kohanim are allowed to wear a lot of topics in the Gemara. But I said this because the Shagasariya made a whole essay about this, so that's why you have a lot of Svarim. Everybody talks about this stuff. And among them is the Beis HaLevi. Many others have. And the Gyan Tavodas have about this topic. Is the Kohen permitted to wear Big Dekuna with the Shat and Shaloi B'Shas Avod? So 2 days in Taisus. And the Machlek is the Ramam and the Rag. So the Beis HaLevi points out that there is a, in the Ramam, if you read carefully, the Ramam is in Hilchas Kilayim. and also in the Kalei HaMikdash. So if you read the Rambam carefully, he implies very clearly a distinction between the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedyot. The Kohen Hedyot may only wear the Bigdei Kuna with the Kalei and the Avnei B'Shas Avodah. And he must remove the Avnei, take it after the Avodah is Nishlemet. Masheni Kohen Gadol, the Rambam implies that he can wear the Bigdei Kuna Gdola all day long, despite the fact that it has to lapse. The Beis HaLevi suggests a pshat, why? Because there is a Machlekes Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon. And the Rav says that the both may wear all day long. The Rav writes, the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedyot, they may both wear the Bigdei Kuna all day long. So the Beis HaLevi suggests a pshat in the Rambam.
Can you say that the Kohen Gadol's...
certainly has kilayim. The Kohen Gadol certainly has kilayim. On Yom Kippur, the Dalet B'Gadim of the Kohen Gadol don't have any kilayim at all. It's only Bigdei Kuna. But the Kohen Ma'is HaShonah, the Kohen Gadol's half kilayim. Right. And the Kohen Hedyot, the three out of the four Bigdei Kohen Hedyot definitely don't have kilayim. The only Machlokes HaTanayim, the only Rakid Beis, is regarding the Avnet. Whether Avnet or Shel Kohen Gadol, Zehu Avnet or Shel Kohen Hedyot, Zehu Avnet or Shel Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, or not Zehu Avnet or Shel Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. That's the Machlokes. So the Beis HaLevi suggests Pshat in the Rambam as follows. He says there is a Machlokes in Yume and Avot and in Sanhedrin, both become Amakomot B'Shat, where the Machlokes Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda regarding the pasuk in this week's Sedra. It says, V'hoi al mitzchoi tomid, that the Kohen Gadol has to wear the tzitz tomid. How does the pasuk read? And then in Pasuk Lamed Ches it reads, V'hoyo al mitzcha tamid l'rotzen lahem l'fnei Hashem. So there's Machlokes of Yehuda Reb Shimon. How do you translate pshat in the Pasuk? What is the tzitz? It says it's l'rotzen lahem l'fnei Hashem. What do you mean the tzitz is meratzen on what? What is the tzitz meratzen on? So the Gemara says the tzitz is meratzen on korbanos that became tamid. The din is that if a korban is tamid, it's pasul. So what if by mistake you are makar rivet? By mistake, b'shegig b'mezid, menatera doesn't matter. But the rabbanon they made a penalty that if you did it b'mezid, it's possible. But menatera doesn't matter whether b'shegig b'mezid, you makar rivet carbon, that's tummy, it's no good. But what happens if you have the tzitz? The pasuk says, if the tzitz is there, then it's meratza on the psul of tumah and the carbon is kosh. So there's machlekes Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda, what do you mean the tzitz is meratza? So one time it says, only when he's wearing it. Odehu al mitzchoi meratza. Einu odehu al mitzchoi. Ainu meratz. The pasuk says, "V'hoi al mitzchay tamid leratz lahem lefnei Hashem." The Kohen Gadol has to wear the tzitz all day long, tamid, in order to get a ritzui leratz lahem lefnei Hashem. In order to get a ritzui for the korbanos of Bnei Yisrael. The Gemara says, "Lahem" means only for Yiddish korbanos. As anachri bring that korban, so the Gemara says that the tzitz is not meratz. Tzitz is only meratz on korbanos that are brought by Bnei Yisrael. Leratz lahem lo leratz liyom esor. So one Tana says, and that's how we pass it, that the tzitz is only meratzah when it's al mitzvah. The other Tana says, no, it says tamid leratzah. You don't read it v'hoi al mitzvah tamid, the way we do v'hoi al mitzvah tamid, the Kohen Gadol should always wear the tzitz. In order that he should acquire, in order that he should get a ritzui, a hechsher, for the korbanos b'nei Yisrael that are offered b'tumah. But it rather means v'hoi al mitzvah tamid leratzah lahem lefnei Hashem. The tzitz is always meratzah, whether it's al mitzvah or not. The only time it's not meratzah, the Gemara says, if nishbarat tzitz, if it broke, if it's smashed, and it's not the shape of a tachshit anymore, then it's not meratzah. But if the tzitz is in existence, it's meratzah even if the Kohen Gadol is not wearing it. So b'halacha, we paskin, the Rambam paskins in the Arach HaZokeh, that the tzitz is only meratzah, odehu al mitzchoi. When he's not wearing the tzitz, it's not meratzah. So b'meila, how do you read the pasuk, v'hoi al mitzchoi tamid? That's how the Trump reads, v'hoi al mitzchoi tamid, kama. The Ratzon Lahem Lefnei Hashem, not the Hayam Mitzchoi Kama, Tomid the Ratzon Lahem. So if it says Hayam Mitzchoi Tomid, he should wear the tzitz all day long, so the Beis HaLevi says, but he's only going to wear the tzitz. Aren't the begotten Akhm Zezet? Does it make sense to wear some begotten and not about the others? The guy's going to run around the dormitory in underwear. That's the same as running around naked. The guy's going to walk around like with dungarees. The guy's going to walk around with sneakers. There's no big dikuna. He has to wear, either he wears all the big dikuna, he doesn't wear the big dikuna. The idea of big dikuna is that if the person wears fancy begotten, he realizes he has a chashivas of a mensch, then he'll do the avodah like a mensch. The guy's going to walk around, Kohen's going to walk around like a slav, so he'll do the avodah like a slav. Has to dress beautifully. And if the guy's a Kohen Gadol, then he has to wear big days off. If he's a chief rabbi, then he has to to wear. The more chashuv a person is, the more chashuv his begotten have to be. Not only that other people should know, that he should know his own chashuv. Everybody has to recognize his chashuv. The Amoraim are very makdana wearing fancy begotten. The Amora says he needs to call the begotten mechabdusa. The begotten are mechabed the person. The begotten give the person the sense of importance and chashuv is odd. It's very important. That's the... Otherwise, what did the Torah make a whole thing a big deal for? What do you need the whole thing for? The Rebbeinu Shlomo, you have to make them happy with the big deal. He wants the Kohanim to realize their chashuv. So the Beis HaLevi claims, if the din is that the tzitz is only meratzeh when the Kohen Gadol is wearing it, what is only going to wear the tzitz alone? Run around in a regular suit, just with the tzitz. That's nothing. You have to wear all the begodim. If you're mechusah begodim, so it's like not wearing any begodim. You have to wear either all or nothing. So the din is you have to wear everything. So the mele, the Kohen Gadol Hashteitzach, has to wear the big dikuna all day long in order to be meratzeh on whatever korbanos may happen to become tamei. That's his interpretation of the Rambam. So the Rambam only says if the Kohen Hedyot wears the big day, wears the avnet shel kelaim shel bishas avodah, he gets malchus, he violates an avera, because the Kohen Hedyot only has a mitzvah to wear big dikuna bishas avodah. Because wearing big dikuna for the Kohen Hedyot is only a hechsher mitzvah. It's in order to enable him, in order to make him kosher to do avodah sakarbonis. But the Kohen Gadol is wearing big dikunas for another purpose, not only to be machshir the Kohen Gadol to enable him to do hakrovas sakarbonis. It's in order to acquire ritzui, the ratzon lahem lefnei Hashem, in order to get hechsher of the karbonis that became tamei. And that's in order to wear the tzitz all day long. You have to wear all the shmein of Gadol, zilo all or nothing. That's how the Beis HaLevi suggests. Rav Soloveitchik says you can say like the Beis HaLevi even easier. You don't have to go at this roundabout to say because of the ritzit tzitz. What if it happens right now that you know that nothing is going on in the Beis HaMikdash? The bad years, everybody's poor. No one's being makriv any karbonis today. So then you, according to the Beis HaLevi, you would say the Kohen Gadol should take off the tzitz, should take off all the big dikuna, because it has kilayim and there's no need for the tzitz to be meratzeh. So Rav Soloveitchik thought you can say along the same lines of the Beis HaLevi and say slightly differently. That as far as the Kohen Gadol is concerned, it's a mitzvah on the Kohen Gadol. That's how the Rambam implies in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash. He writes it's a mitzvah to appoint the Kohen Gadol. And the mitzvah is that the Kohen Gadol should be in the Beis HaMikdash all day long wearing his big dekuna. The Kohen Hedyot is not a mitzvah. He's not part of the furniture of the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohen Gadol is part of the furniture of the Beis HaMikdash. He has his mitzvah soy to sit though, to stand, whatever it is in the Beis HaMikdash all day long. Visif, ichvoidoi, uvisifartoi. To wear his big dikun all day long, not only because of the tzitz meratzeh, even if there are no karbonas taking place right now, still a mitzvah to have a Kohen Gadol around, to wearing the big dikun. That's the tzuras hamigdash. I'm based hamigdash with the Kohen Gadol, with the caliph. Hashenikin Kohen Hedyot is not part of the tzuras hamigdash. That's a din. If you want to do avodah, you need a kohen, and the kohen, in order to be kosher, has to have big dayim aleim. And the Raivit disagrees with the whole Rambam. The Raivit says, like the other opinion of Tosis, Tosis has 2 days about this. The Raivit follows the other opinion of Tosis, that even a Kohen Hedyot may wear the big dikuna all day long. That there's no problem. The question is why? How to explain the Raivit? So one could interpret the Raivit, and his opinion is, it says, V'yosisa big dekodesh li'aron achich l'chovod ul sefaris. It's not only li'aron achicho, for the Kohen Gadol it's l'chovod ul sefaris. It's even for the big day, even for the big day B'nai Aharon, even for a Kohen Hedyot also. For all of them. The first passage says, Hakarei Elecha Saharon Achicha Ve'ez Bona Vito. And then it says, V'sisa Big Dekodesh Li'aron Achicha L'chavod Ul Sefaris. Does that only L'chavod Ul Sefaris implies that it's a separate mitzvah to wear Big Dekuna? That's only for Kohen Gadol? Or does that even apply to Kohen Hedyot? So maybe that's the Raivit Shita. That Bein Kohen Gadol, Bein Kohen Hedyot have a separate, independent, sovereign mitzvah to wear big dekuna, even if they're not doing avodah, it's a separate mitzvah to wear big dekuna. Or that's one pshat. That's how Rav Soloveitchik thinks, that the pshat is like that. The Raivit holds that the mitzvah is to wear big dekuna all day long. And the classical Mefarshim all interpret the Raivit that he holds a different word. No, he agrees with the Rambam that the mitzvah of wearing big dekuna for Kohen Hedyot is only b'shas avodah. Shaloi b'shas avodah, there is no mitzvah to wear big dekuna. Aich, there's no mitzvah, so why does he allow him to wear the shatnez of the Yavne Shaloi B'Shas Avoida? So the classical Mepharshim say, because Kilayim and Big Dekuna, the Raivit Sheet is in its Hutro, and it's not the Chuyah. That's a Shaila. Whenever you have, let's say, Kilayim and Tzitzis, or let's say you have Tume, you have Korbanus HaKorah B'Tume, Korbanus HaZman HaKavua is Korah B'Tume, do you say that the Tume is Hutro B'Tzibah, or do you say that the Tume is the Chuyah B'Tzibah? So that's a machlokes satanoi. So here also there's such a shaila. What's the nature of the din that kilayim is mutar big dekuna? Is it that it's hutra, heta gomer, or is it that it's dechuyim? So the classical mafarshim explain, that's how Tosis presents it, and that's how the achrenim interpret in the Raivad. That the Raivad sheet is like the Rambam, that the mitzvah of the kind head yet to wear big dekuna only applies b'shas avoyda, because it's not really an independent mitzvah. It's only a hechsha mitzvah to enable him to be kashal avoyda. But the Raivad sheet is that even shleim b'shas avoyda, he's allowed to wear the big dekuna because it's hutra. What does it got to do with hutra? It doesn't make any sense. What do you mean hutra? The chilek between hutra and tchuyah is it a very good heter gomer, you don't even have to try to avoid it? Or is it only dechuyah, which means v'koshi hitira ha-Torah, if it's the leis breire, if it's the efshe l'kaim shneyem, no. So you have no breire, then it's mutter. But if it's efshe l'kaim shneyem, then it's also. That's how the Gemara says in Yuma, davav ha-mebeis. What's the difference between if we're saying whether something is hutra, or saying that something is dechuyah? So the Gemara says the difference is if it's efshe l'kaim shneyem. That's the whole difference. So how can you say pshat and derive it over here, that the kohen hedi is permitted to wear big dekuna, shaloi afilo shaloi b'shas avoida, because kilayim big dekuna is hutra? So what? What's the difference between hutra and tchuyah? But it's only hutra or tchuyah when he's doing the mitzvah. If he's not doing the mitzvah, so there's no heter, there's no tchuyah, there's nothing. So why should it be mutra at all? That's like saying like this. The Gemara says there in Yume that the machloikis hatanayim, whether tumah is hutra b'tzibur, tumah tchuyah b'tzibur, is only with respect to being makriv karbanos tzibur b'tumah. What about being makriv karbanos tzibur b'Shabbos? On Shabbos, you makriv all the tzibur b'masafim. Is that a machloikis whether it's hutra or tchuyah? So the Gemara says no. There, everybody agrees that it's hutra. So what does it mean it's hutra? Being mechal Shabbos for the purpose of hakrovis karbanos shizmanim kavu of the Shabbos is heta gomer. The chilul Shabbos is a heta gomer. So does that mean that the kohen can smoke a cigar also b'shas that he's doing that avodah? No. He can't listen to the radio while he's doing that avodah either. The only thing that's mutter is the thing that's mutter, to be makriv the karbanos. That meloche. So the Gemara had a shaila, is that hutra? The Gemara says hutra. But just because it's hutra means he can do more averus. He can't. He can only do the thing that is hutter. So that's the pella over here. What do you mean? The Raivad sheet is, and Taisa says like that you're permitted to wear big dekuna afilu shloi b'shas avoda, even though the mitzvah of wearing big dekuna is only b'shas avoda. Shloi b'shas avoda is absolutely no mitzvah at all, but it's mutter anyway, because b'shas avoda, the heter is so good that it's hutra. So what that it's hutra? But shloi b'shas avoda, there should be no heter at all? So what's the difference whether b'shas avoda it's hutra or dechuya, but whatever the heter is, it doesn't apply shloi b'shas avoda. That's the pella. That's what the mefarshim is. So the Rav explained that it's not a kash. There's a pirush hamiyuchas laharayvit. There's a pseudo rayvit. It's written by somebody else, but it's printed in the Gemara. It says it has the rayvit's name on top. The Vilam Aseh has Tomid. It's a very long commentary on Tomid, line by line, on every Mishnah. That was claimed to have been written by the rayvit, and all of the achrayim say it's not really so. But that pirush hamiyuchas laharayvit, he poses this kash. That's one of the rayvit that, you know, it's not the rayvit, because that rayvit on Tomid disagrees with the rayvit over here. It's one of the 101 rayvits. The Ravid on Tamid and the Pirush HaMiyuchas L'Ravid on Tamid disagrees with this Ravid on the Yara HaZok. There he says it doesn't make sense to say that just because it's hutra, it's mutter even shloi b'shas avoda. So, but the Ravid seems to hold that it is so. The Ravid holds that the big dekuna, the kohen had you may wear even shloi b'shas avoda. So one way to explain the Ravid is that he holds that there's a mitzvah even shloi b'shas avoda. That wearing big dekuna is a separate mitzvah, just like by kohen gadol it's a separate mitzvah. So the kohen had you, it's also a separate mitzvah. It's not just to be machshir him to do the avoda. And another beer in the Raivit is the classic of Shat in the Raivit, that the Raivit holds the mitzvah of wearing big bikun is only b'shas avoda, and shloi b'shas avoda there's no mitzvah, but it's mutter anyway because kilayim a big bikun is hutra. So the pella is, what do you mean hutra? Like the Pirush HaMiyuchas l'Raivit eskanta, what do you mean hutra? Hutra is only when you have the mitzvah, but if there's no heter, shloi b'shas avoda is neither hutra nor tchuya. So what are they talking about? So Rav Soloveitchik explained that it's not akasha. What is the difference between hutra and tchuya? What does it mean that if something, let's say, if tumah is hutra b'tzibur, heta gomor b'shofi, heta gomor, you don't have to worry about it at all. Even if you can avoid it, there's no need to avoid it. If heta gomor meikara, there's no problem at all. But if all is dechuya, the Rashi in Brachos Daf Chof uses a lashon b'koshi hitirasai hatar. B'leis breir it's mutter. But if you have a breir, if it's efshe l'kaim shneim, then you have to try to avoid it. What does that mean exactly? That if it's hutra, it's heta b'shofi, heta gomor. No problems, you don't even have to avoid it. And if it's dechuyah, it's because she hiti rasa ha-Torah, and if it's efshe l'kayim shneim, you have to avoid it. What's the halachic uptight of this? What's a good heter or a shvach heter? A heter is a heter. What's the difference between hutra and tchuyah? So the Rav explained that the difference means the following. Dechuya means like esei doicha lo esei esei. The tzorach kiyam mitzvah is matar li'aveir. So if let's say kilayim is mutar and big dekunet, it's a pchina of dechuya. It's only the doicha is only present b'shas when you're doing avoda b'shas hamitzvah. Shaloi b'shas avoda, there's no mitzvah. If you should assume there's no independent mitzvah of levishas big dekunet, the mitzvah only is to do the avoda. So shaloi b'shas avoda, there's no mitzvah to be doicha. So what's going to be the hekav? So that's the Rambam sheet, obviously. The kilayim and big dekunet is only dechuya, and the doicha is only b'shas when you have mitzvah. The mitzvah is only b'shas avoda for kein had you. And perhaps the Rambam sheet is that it's hutra. Hutra means a whole different word. Hutra doesn't mean that the tzorech hamitzvah, tzorech mitzvah A, is matir isa B. No, that's dechuya. The tzorech hamitzvah is matir something. That's called dechuya. Doicha, knocks it off and it's matir. Hutra means that when the Torah gave, that's how Rashi writes in Brachos Tatfil, Hutra means like this, when the Torah forbid wearing kilayim, Torah said you're not allowed to wear kilayim except in a case of big dekuna. So that means that not that the tzorach hamitzvah of hakrovis karbonis is matter the Yisr, that's called the chuyah. No, it means the object, the cheftz of big dekuna was exempted from the Yisr kilayim. When the Torah writes in Yisr, don't wear kilayim, so it's understood, Kiluud writes in Chumash, don't wear kilayim unless they're big dekuna. So if the cheftz of big dekuna is matir, then it's even mutar shloi b'shas avoida. Because the cheftz is a cheftz of big dekuna even when he's not doing the avoida. If you say that kilayim and big dekuna is only dechuya, so the doch has to be the kiyam mitzvah. The kiyam mitzvah is only when you're doing the avoida, while the kohen is doing the avoida. But if the heter is not based on dechuya, means that the kiyam mitzvah is the doch, means that the cheftz was exempted, this cheftz was exempted from the yisr kilayim, it's big dekuna. So it's big dekuna all day long. I feel the shloi b'shas avoida. And that's how Tosis points out in Menachos. Tosis points out that even if you hold that kilayim and big dekuna is hutra, in afilu shloi b'shas avoda, you can also wear the kilayim in the big dekuna, like the Ravid sheet against the Rambam. Tosis also has the both days. Even if you hold like the Ravid, but Tosis quotes at the Sefte, but you're not, the kind of hedyot is not allowed to wear the big dekuna, shloi b'shas avoda, chutz l'migdash. That far not. Why is chutz l'migdash not? If shloi b'shas avoda is mutter, because it's hutra, so mali b'migdash, mali chutz l'migdash? So the answer is no, because there's a Mishnah in Zvach and Peches, where the Mishnah says that klisharis are only, whenever you put something into a klisharis, so it's mekadosh. If you put menachos and nisachim into a klisharis, it gives it a klusha gut l'mizbeach. When you make the klusha speh on a mincha or on a nesach yayin, it only gets a klusha domim l'mizbeach. We discussed the last thing, we must have discussed on several occasions. When you put it into the klisharis, that gives it the klusha saguf l'mizbeach. So the Mishnah says in Zvachim, in Daf Pechesim and Aleph, that all the klisharis are emekadshim elabakodesh. The Rona Mekadosh calls malatei are in the Azorah. If you take a klisharis out of the Azorah, it has kedusha, but it's not called klisharis. It only has the shame klisharis when it's in the Azorah. So apparently that's what the Tosefta is driving at. That's how Rav Soloveitchik explained. The Tosefta says that even if you hold kilayim and big dekuna is hutra, and the kohen hedi is allowed to wear the big dekuna, afilu shloi b'shas avoda, that's only when he's in the mikdash. But if he's chutz l'mikdash, then not. Why? Because it's not even called big dekuna. It has kedusha, but it's not called klisharis. So the heter only was, even if you're hutra, the hutra was on big dekuna is hutra. But this is not a, it's not called a cheft of big dekuna. Just like the Mishnah says in Zvachim Peches, the klisharis are not called klisharis chutz l'mikdash.
Then the Kohanim
should
try to be right as much as they can in wearing the
feather. I mean, they should rush to do the Avodah quickly. That's why Kohanim's reason, hey. Somebody said that. That's why the Kohanim always run. The Gemara says Kohanim are always running to do the Avodah. So someone said, why? Because the Ravid cheated. That it's the Chuya. I don't know, it's one of the Afrenakim said, because it's the Chuya. So they have to be Mamayik the time that they wear. Because the Gemara later in Makkah says, let's say a guy puts on kilayim and he wears it for an hour. Another wise guy puts on kilayim and wears it for 2 hours. So the Gemara says, the one who wears it for 2 hours is a bigger avera, a longer avera. He gets more malchus, the Gemara says. He gets more malchus than the one who wears it only for 1 hour. So it's not, you don't just say that, he put on the kilayim and he wore it, but mali, 1 hour, mali, 2 hours. No, the longer you wear the kilayim, the more you are repeating the avera. Every minute that you continue to wear the kilayim and you're not poshut, the Gemara says, then you get more malchus. The problem that the Rishonim discussed, why isn't it labeled as a lav shein bo maisa? They're continuing to wear the kilayim and not being poshed, why should he be like it? So it's discussed, we'll get to it later in the parak. But the Gemara says, Mufurish, that every minute that you continue to wear kilayim b'yisr is an added avera. It's not just that it's one long avera, you put on kilayim and you're still wearing it. Someone suggested like that, that's why the Gemara says Kohanim. Reason behind that they're always rushing. The Gemara says, the Gemara doesn't only say in the sense that they're careful. The Gemara says reason in the sense that they're always running. Why are they running? Because they want to hurry. If according to the Ravid, they want to be memayit in these, because it's only the chuyah. You have to be memayit bisman hu is. No, that's a different shayla. When they eat the kachi kachim, are they allowed to sit? Some say no, because they ain't yeshiva bazar. The other rishonim had 2 days in Tosfos, and yeshiva mikubetz is on the floor. The other rishonim say yes, because it's letzorech hakrov, it's letzorech hakrov on it. What do you mean, to wear klaim shaloi b'shas avoidah? Yeah. But that's machlek, is the Rambam and the Ravid. No? So the Ravid holds mutter, so there are 2 ways to explain the Ravid. One is, there's a separate mitzvah that wear big tekuna all day long. It's b'shas mitzvah. The other pshat is no. It's the mitzvah, the Ravid agrees with the Rambam, the mitzvah is only b'shas avoidah. Shaloi b'shas avoidah, there is no separate mitzvah on a kohen head you to wear big tekuna. But still, since the heter b'shas avoidah was one of hutra, not of the chuyah, and hutra means that the heftza of big tekuna was exempted from the yisr. Not that The tzarach ha-mitzvah is matter the yisr. A is doiche B. Duchi means that mitzvah A is doiche yisr B. But if you're hutra, it doesn't mean that the mitzvah is matter. It means that the chefza of big dekuna was exempted from the yisr. So it's big dekuna all day long. Kol zman is in the mikdash.
You couldn't say
it's
the
tzarach
mitzvah whenever time I had to throw a
krova. But then he finished the hakrova. So let him take off the apne. Shas hakrova is But after he finishes the hakrova, let him take off the apne. The rabbi says no, that there are 2 dinim of a coin. Of coin, there's a coin god and a coin head yet. There's a strange chakira, you might call it, in Achronim. Chakira I use in a derogatory sense, because chakira is something corny. So the Achronim have a chakira. What's the pshat in a coin god? Is he a different animal between the atzmo, that's a coin head yet, then there's a coin god? What do you say? No. A coin godl is a coin head yod, and in addition to being a coin head yod, he also has a kedushas kinyan godl. On top of that, it has 2 levels of kedusha. Why not gemina? So the achronim say, oh! So what happens, let's say, the Kohen is 20 years old, let's say he comes to the Beis Hamikdash, wants to do Avodah, if they're all from Minchas Chinuch before he does the Korbanos. What happens? The Kohen steigs away. The age of 45, they appoint him Kohen Gadol. The age of 65, make him Kohen Gadol. So the first time he's appointed as a Kohen Gadol, he has to bring again Minchas Chinuch before he does an Avodah, after being appointed a Kohen Gadol. The question is, what if the guy was a Kohen, but he never bothered to come to the Beis Hamikdash? Sat in yeshiva and he learned. Then they decide they want to make him the Kohen Gadol. Okay, so they give Matushas Kunav Doilach, fine. He comes to the Beis Hamikdash and he has to start doing Avodah. So does he have to bring 1 Minchas Chinuch or does he have to bring 2 Minachas Chinuch? But that's a machlokes. It's a whole tumult in Torah's Kohanim and Yerushalmi. You bring 2 Minachas Chinuch. But that's a machlokes. It's a whole tumult in Torah's Kohanim and Yerushalmi. A shayla where he has to bring 1 or 2. So what's the shayla? So Achronim say that this is the machlokes. Is it Kohen Gadol? It's a different Kohen. A Kohen Hegid is 1 level of Kohen. A Kohen Gadol is a different Kohen. So God's in a different animal, a different thing. So it's a different thing. And now he was appointed a Kohen Gadol. He's no longer a Kohen Hegid. So he's going to do Avodah. Now he's a Kohen Gadol. He only needs 1 Minhaskinah. Or do you say no, that a Kohen Hegid, when appointed a Kohen Gadol, retains his status as Kohen Hegid. He doesn't forfeit his Kedushah as Kohen Hegid. And in addition to that, he has also, on top of it, superimposed upon the status of Kohen Hegid, he also has another status of Kohen Gadol, in which case, if he wants to do an Avodah now, then he has to bring 2 Minhas Chinuch. One because he's a regular kohen who wants to do an avoda. One because he's a kohen gadol. Let's say he never did before. Let's say if the guy did avoda as a kohen gadol, now he's appointed kohen gadol, then it's mafurish, he only has to bring one minhasim. But what if he never did avoda in his lifetime, and now they appoint him as a kohen gadol? So he has to bring him in Hasin, or does he have to bring one or two?
There's only one person.
Right, that's why you can dig up with the whole Talius. You can say the whole Hakira is a joke. And this interdependence is not correct. If one person says he brings one. Or no, he brings two because he has two dinim. It doesn't necessarily mean that there's a Hakira. It doesn't mean that there's any validity to the whole Hakira. But the Kangol is also going to have your dana. I don't want to make more nafkiminis, but the Kangol is also kind of idea. It's a very strange Hakira. Where do we leave off moving on? Yud Zayin Amud Beis. What's the halach if the kohen doesn't bring him in haskinah? What if the kohen comes to the Beis HaMikdash the first time in his life to do avodah and he doesn't bring him in haskinah? Is the avodah possible to yevid or not? What if you're not mekana? So that's a machlokes in Rishonim. It's a question of Girsos. It's a question of Girsos in Rishonim. The Rambam, I think, says one way, and the Rashi and Teres Kahanim says the other way. So basic, what the correct Girsos is in the Yalkut Shemayni, in the Teres Kahanim, in the Yerushalmi. It's actually a question with Mekaris. What happens, if a Kohen once brought a Minhaskinah, and now he's appointed as a Kohen Gadol? Now he's also supposed to bring a second minhaskinah. That's the Kodesh Shemar. What if he doesn't bring that minhaskinah? But that, a lot of Akhrenim are noted to say over there, here for sure it's not miyakiv. The only time a shayach to say the minhaskinah is miyakiv, if the Kohen never brought a minhaskinah in his lifetime. So he was never mechunach, so to speak. He never had a chinuch as a Kohen hakasha la'akrova. But if he once had a chinuch, just that now he was in taste, if he was nesalah to become a kohen gadol, he just didn't bring the new minhaskinah. So that some Akhrenim want to say that would certainly not be miyakiv. Only the other one would be miyakiv. What's it then, let's say, the Mizbeach? Let's say you build a Mizbeach. Come to the Beis HaMikdash, you buy up the plot from the Arabs, you bomb the mosque, you build the Beis HaMikdash, you make a Mizbeach, and then we're ready to be Makruf Karbonis. So what do you just walk in, you Makruf Karbonis? After you build it to size, and you Makdash it, you Makruf Karbonis, and the Mishnah says in Menachos, no, you have to be Mechanach the Mizbeach. How do you Mechanach the Mizbeach? The Mishnah says, "Ei mechanech nasam izbeach, hello, the tamid shal shachar." You can't bring in the middle of nowhere. You can't bring any carbon you choose to. You have to bring dafke a tamid shal shachar first. What if you didn't bring the tamid shal shachar first? Is the chinuch ma'akev or not? So that's also a diyun in Pesachim. It doesn't say beferish anymore. That's a shaila in the Birkei Yosef. The Hilchos Pesach, the Birkei Yosef about the chidor, writes. He talks in Hilchos Pesach on Aruch Hayim about the idea that the Rishonim had. And throughout the generations of the Achronim to go to Yerushalayim and make a Mizbeach and be Makrav a Korban Pesach. They didn't know that it was in the hands of the Arabs that they had a mosque. They were all thinking of the possibility of being Makrav Korbanos. So, they have to figure out, they have to measure Amabayana from the Kaislam Arabi. Now they know exactly what it is there. Now that they discovered 15, 20 years ago, the underground tunnels on the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishnayis and Josephus both describe exactly which tunnel led to which room and so on. So now they know exactly what they're talking about. Right. They know how big the Harabai is. No, it says how big the Harabai is. It says all the measurements, how big everything was. They have enough tunnels in Solon to figure out everything that's missing. The only shayla is the Mizbeach is supposed to be 32 amas by 32 amas. So how do you know how long an amas is? And that's my, you know exactly where the spot is. You know where you're supposed to measure from. How do you know how long an amas is? That's one of the problems. Then you won't know where it is. That's one of the problems. How will you know? But the din is that the lamed beis amas, lamed beis amas is not miyakiv yet. The mother says it has to be a square. Rivua is miyakiv. It doesn't have to be lamed beis amas. It has to be a certain minimum size. What's the minimum size? So the Gemara has in Yuma a machlokes, I think, whether Zvachim. Gemara has a machlokes, whether it's has a chumash say, let's accept it. three amas by three amas. One Tana says one amah by one amah. I think the Rambam passes only one amah by one amah is makir. If it's less than one by one amah, then it's no good. But if it's more, as long as it's a square, it's okay. There's a certain minimum height that it has to be, and a certain minimum size has to be. But it doesn't have to be lamed beis on lamed beis. So then you can, that is already possible to figure out within the margin of error, taking the various sheets, how long an amah is, and measure from where the wall should have been, where the mizbech should be. So it's possible to make a mizbech that will be a square, the minimum size mizbech that will be l'chol ha'deis on the right spot. You can't start making mizbech wherever you want. The mizbech has to be in the spot where the old mizbech was. You can't put a mizbech somewhere else in the base of Mikdash, it won't be kosher l'akrov. So once you say like that it doesn't have to be the lamed beis am, lamed beis am, that's not the yakub in the yevid, that's the demand. If I'm going to put that l'alocha, then it's shaykh to me. Don't you need what? But that's another problem. That's what the binyan tzim threw in. That's why he calls his shuvah binyan tzim, because the first shuvah was to Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer about his einfall to build the beis hamikdash. So he says, he insists that you need a navi, because of the sifrei says on the pasuk l'shich nesirushu rosh al pinov, and that's where the bris kerov tain is in the shurim and zvachim daf sama. But this gemara comes from shloshu dvarim shum gimel zekeinim. This whole story is man shen beis hamikdash kain eating ma'aseh shen in Yerushalayim. So on that daf and zvachim, the gemara says gimel nevim olui ma'ad mivavo. So the bris kerov says you see from the gemara that the sifrei is right that you need a navi rosh al pinov. Otherwise, you could say the Gemara never quotes that Rosh Al Pinavi. Maybe it's not Malach. Maybe you don't pass like that. The Rishkov said, no, you do pass like that. The Gemara says, Gimel Levim Olam Moim Mibavim. One was to tell them, Al Makam Am Mizbeach. You don't have a Novi. So you're not allowed to figure it out based on archaeological cheshbonis, where the Mizbeach has to be. That's their Taina. That's the Rishkov's Taina with the Binyan Tzim. Or the Binyan Tzim came way before the Rishkov. Others hold no. Others hold we don't pass like that, Malach. But it's not necessary to have a Novi. The reason why they needed a Novi in the days of Ezra Nehemiah was because the first Beis HaMikdash was Oru Ad HaYisaybo. It was burnt down to the base. There was nothing left. There was no Rishum HaNikar. So there was no method archaeologically or otherwise to figure out where the Makom HaMizbeach should be. But Bizman HaZeh, we have the Kosel HaMarabi left. So from the Kosel you can figure out all the other Cheshbonis. So maybe today we would not need a Navi. That's what the others argue. They think that with the Binyan Tzim and the Beis Kerov. You only needed a Navi then, because the Pasuk says in Tilim, Ad HaYisaybo, they destroyed everything, so there's nothing to measure from. So you have to have Ruach HaKodesh to know where the Makom HaMizbeach is.
The Kohen can't bring a carbon until he brings
his Mitzvah to the Mitzvah. And you can't bring a carbon until he brings his Mitzvah to the Mitzvah.
Right.
So
how did
everything
start in the very
beginning? I don't know. Mistama then, the halacha was that you didn't need him in Hasinach. What's going to be by the third base on Minach? It's a good question. Very good question. A mincha? A regular carbon mincha. But since usually mincha you make meats and you burn the comets and the shiori ha-mincha, what's left over, the shiraim is nechal to the zichri kune, but a mincha with the bala carbon, the bala mincha is a kohen, is always kovil. The entire mincha is burnt on the mizbeach. There's no kmitz at all. You know, not that you do a kmitz and you burn everything. You don't even do a kmitzah, just burn the whole thing. So I started to mention before, just like there's a machlekes in Rishonim, whether the minchas chinuch is ma'akev, machlekes in Rishonim based on Mekaris and Yalkut Shemayin and Sifrei and Sifro and Yerushalmi and Yuma, whether if the Kohen never brought the minchas chinuch and he goes ahead and he does avoid it, would he avoid a big sheira psula? So too there's a similar shaila in the Birke Yosef and Hilchas Pesach when he discusses this einfall. To make a base of Mikdash with the Mizbeach, and be makir of carbon Pesach, Bizman HaZeh. So he says, how can you do that? You can't be makir of carbon Pesach on the floor, you have to have a Mizbeach. And just because you made a structure, that's not called a Mizbeach, it has to have a Kedushas on Mizbeach. And how do you make a Kedushas on Mizbeach? So the Mishnah says in Menachos, Ein Mechanech Menachos on Mizbeach, Ela B'Tomid Shel Shachar. So we don't have any Tomid Shel Shachar. Tomid Shel Shachar, gotta go collect the Machzah Shekel money to bring the Tomid Shel Shachar. How come throughout all the generations, that's the Chidos Kash? How come throughout all the generations the Rishonim and the Poskim were discussing the possibility of making a Mizbeach being Makriv Korban Pesach? How can you Makriv Korban Pesach without first having been Makriv the Talmud Shal Shachar to be Mechanech as a Mizbeach? That's his kasha. So he suggests, if he gives us a few answers in Poskim. So one of the answers is that whole din, Ein Mechanech as a Mizbeach, Ela B'Talmud Shal Shachar, is just L'Hatchil. That's B'diyeh, but it's not Miyakiv. It could be that Machloikis is similar to this Machloikis. Machlok is over here. You have to be mechanech a kohen with a minchas chinuch. You can't be mechanech the kohen with anything else. Is that miyakeh b'diyevet? What if he went ahead and he did avodah? Maybe that avodah is mechanechim. Who says it's miyakeh b'diyevet? Davka the minchas chinuch is mechanechim. Maybe any other avodah is mechanechim. So just like there's machlokes like what's mechanech a kohen hedi or davka the minchas chinuch or anything, there's such a similar shaila in later achronim and if you do another achronim, whether the chinuch hamizbeach achitzon is betalmish hashav, whether that's miyakeh. Or love davki, kmi mechanach kmizbeach achitz, with any avoyda b'diyevet. Licha, tchil atak atal mishol shaka. B'diyevet, you can start with any hakrovis hakrovis.
Can
you
always
say that
the machon,
because you hold the
answer is question? If you hold a bidr, the machon. Not either. But if you hold that a coin, it's not makis, the coin can be makis, the coin is so shaka. If you hold it for the mizbeach, you don't need
to tell me something, you can be makhid. Okay, yes. That's what you meant either. I thought that these two are tolis are bizarre, in a certain sense. When the halacha says, what's mechanech, is that makhid b'diyevet or not? So if it is makhid b'diyevet, then they're both nobles. It's not either this is a kula, that's a kula. You have two kulas to rely on. I thought it's one kula, and if it's no good, so what is the kula? Maybe the kohanim will have a tchiyas ha-mesim will do the avodah in Beis HaMikdash, and they already had a chinuch. The Gemara says no. The Gemara says in Yuma they'll need a new chinuch. The Gemara says Ahar and Avon of after the Tchiyas HaMeisim. The Gemara says in Yuma we'll need a new kiddush kohuna all over again. Not only a chinuch. The Gemara said Ketzad Malbish and Lasi Lovoy. The Gemara said just like Moshe Rabbeinu had to be Malbish to be the kohuna and Ahar and Avon to be the kaddish them anew. So that kiddush kohuna that they got in Parashas Tetzaveh and in Tzav and Shmini, that was a good kiddush kohuna for them and for all of their descendants. But then if somebody dies and then he comes back to life, since he's not born naturally from a koyin, ben koyin, so the Gemara implies in Yoma that he needs a new chinuch all over again. He needs a new mekadesh all over again. He needs the big dekuna to be mekadesh, just like they needed then the big dekuna. That's how the Gemara says in the Yoma. Ketzad malbishan lasin lavoi. Yeah. So the Gemara plays, Ketzad malbishan lasin lavoi. How will Moshe Rabbeinu put on the big dekuna? How did he do it in the Midbar? How did he do it then? And how he's supposed to do it now? So the Gemara says, when we'll be holding by then, Moshe Rabbeinu will be there, and he'll tell us how he did it, and he'll do it the same way he did it in the Midbar, he'll do it again. So the Gemara says, the Gemara implies clearly that whoever was dead, a Kohen was dead, and he comes back to life, not only will he need a Minchas Chinuch, that's not enough. He'll need a whole Kiddush Kohuna. He's like, he's not a Kohen. He'll need a Kiddush Kohuna then. If there was a Kohen who was alive, let's say, in one Beis HaMikdash, let's say a Kohen who was alive in the Bais Rishon, who was makriv karbonos, and then they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash and they built, and he was in Golus for 7 years, then he comes back for the Bais Sheni, he's an old man by now, 90 years old, let's say, they want to be makriv karbonos in the Bais Sheni. So the Rishonim say, the Rabbi Nechil Miparis writes in his Pirush and Moed Kotten, the Gemara there quotes the Pasuk in Yecheskel. So he says that Pasuk in Yecheskel tells us that even though the Kohen had him in Haschinach B'tkuf as Bais Rishon, but since the bias was bottled, and now we're holding by a bias sheni, a bias shlishi, whatever, you're holding by a new tkufa, a new Beis HaMikdash, then he says, you need a new minhas chinuch. You don't need a new kiddush kohuna again. You don't need a new ketzad malbish, and that's only for dead kohanim who come back to life again. That's the Gemara in Yuma. But a kohen who was alive throughout, it's just that there was a bit of a hafsok in between, namely there was chorav ha-bias, the shuv nimna ha-bias. So then the Rabbi Nechil Miparis interprets a pasuk, and a Gemara in my cotton, in the third part of my cotton, to tell you that you need a new min haskinah thing. That you would need a new min haskinah. The Beis HaMikdash is charev, and then it's rebuilt, then the min haskinah that you brought under the old auspices was no good. You gotta bring under new management now, so you gotta bring a new min haskinah. That's how we interpret. Yeah, there were people. There were old timers. The Pasuk says there were old timers. No one certainly needed a new minhas chinuch, but the Rabbi Nechil Miparis interprets the Gemara in Eilu Megalchin as interpreting a pasuk in Yecheskel as requiring a new minhas chinuch for those kohanim who did avodah in the old Beis HaMikdash by Yisrishin, that they needed new minhas chinuch when they begin to do avodah by Yisrishin.
So,
when
we begin to have a ger, the Gemara asks, how can we have a ger with a carbon?
Bisman Azeh, the carbon is not miyakib. What was the carbon miyakib? Bisman HaMikdash, the Abdinezer claims that's a machlokes in Rishon. We have a pasuk that one is able to accept Geir and Bisman Azeh. So it must mean that the carbon is not miyakib, at least Bisman Azeh. The pasuk may perhaps indicate even that Bisman HaMikdash was never miyakib either. that the mitzvah of bringing korbanos hakir was only lechatchila. It is not miyakir in the chalei hakir. But this man is certainly not miyakir. Let's think more. That's a machlokes. That's machlokes. The Rambam, the Rashi, I think, but it's ma'akibir yet. There seems to be a raya from the Gemara in Yuma, the first perek around after base around there, that a kohen gadol who once brought a minhas chinuch as a kohen gadol, now he was appointed as a kohen gadol, he also has to bring a minhas chinuch. So there's a raya that Rambam brings from the Gemara that minhas chinuch is not miyakim. That one is not miyakim. But that doesn't necessarily prove that the Babli Shita is that if a kohen never brought a minhas chinuch in his lifetime, it's also not miyakim. Could be that, no, that every kohen has to bring a minhas chinuch once in his lifetime before he begins to do avodah. And if he didn't bring that minhas chinuch, his avodah would be psula. But once he brought it, and then he elevated him to the post of kohen gadol, and then he has to bring another minhas chinuch, maybe that one is not miyak. That's what some achronim suggest that chiluk. And some say that they see from that gemara that the Babli sheet is that it's always good for the b'di'evet. That even if the kohen never brings a minhas chinuch at all, it's kosher the avodah k'sher b'di'evet.
That's how we answer the question that they were machanuk.
Right, right. That's one of the answers. That's how the Chidah suggests. Possibly that Mishnah Menachos that says Ein Mechanech Nasam is Beach Achitz and Ela B'Tal Nishal Shach. Maybe it's only Lachat Chilu. Maybe it's not Miyakib Riyah.
Rav Menachem is Shlomo Melech.
That was the first day they missed Tamil Shal Shachar. Yeah? Oh no. So, and they were Mechadach the Mizbeach, not the Tamil Shal Shachar?
I thought they said that was the first Mizbeach.
Yeah?
Okay.
Could be, all right. Let's take a look at the Birkei Yosef. I don't know if you know. The Birkei Yosef in the Hilchas Pesach. Maybe you quote that. Let's see again. So we left off on Yud Zayin on Beis on the last line. The Gemara wanted to know, how does Rav Shimon get all of these Yisurim? What do you mean? I would have known, Chutz Lachoimo, by Chatas V'yosham, or by Oilo, Shlomim, with the Kal V'chaim, from Isaiah Sheni. So Naniach already that the Kal V'chaim is a valid Kal V'chaim. Rava makes a pirucha. Rava says he's not so convinced that the Kal V'chaim is correct, because maybe Isaiah Sheni has a Chumre, Mashaloi Matzino, B'chotshim Mamish, in Ma'aseh Sheni, when you pay, you need daf ki kesef. You cannot be paid with shavah kesef. And the only karbonis, when they get a mum, and you pay to them, you can be paid with shavah kesef also, as long as it's not karka bottom or stuff. So Robert time is against the whole thing. He doesn't see that any of these kalim are kal and the chamur are chomer. It could be the kal is really chomer and the chomer is kal. He's not convinced of the whole kal of chomer. But Lefishi Tosas Sherab Shimon, the Rab Shimon Baichoi, is convinced that his kal and makal, his chamur and chomer. I know with the Kal V'chaimer, if the din is so by Ma'aseh Sheni, certainly so by this, if the din is so by that, certainly so by that. That's how we know that every pasuk comes to tell a different din. Frank Gizmar, what do you mean? He's deriving a Kal V'chaimer and establishing a law based on a Kal V'chaimer. There was a machloikis earlier on Daf Yudalek, whether Onshin Menadin or Ein Onshin Menadin. So Rabbi Yitzchak was of the opinion on the bottom of Yudalek and off the bottom place. Rabbi Yitzchak Shita Tana, Rabbi Yitzchak was of the opinion that Oin Shimon Adin, but Afilo Lamadu Yama Oin Shimon Adin, Ein Ma'asir Min Adin. You cannot construct an Isser. You cannot establish an Isser Lav based on the Kal V'chaimer. Why not? So the Pashup Shah, because it's not Dumi the Lav the Hasim. Lav the Hasim is written in the Torah. You're going to tell me Kal V'chaimer that it's us. It's not written before. It's not Dumi the Lav the Hasim. So the Gemara says, and even though Reb Yitzchak is of the opinion that Oin Shimon Adin, but not Masir Min Adin, you cannot construct an Azhar means a lav, you cannot call it a lav. You wouldn't get any Malkus for it. So the Gemara Taina is, what do you tell me? I would have known that anyway based on the Kal V'chaimer. So why does the Pasuk have to say, you're not allowed to eat, Oyva Shlomim Chatas Nashim Chutz Yerushalayim, Eimenu Inyan Lisa Chutz Yerushalayim, Tanei Huinyan Le, Kaidim Mizrika, Le, Kaidim Kriya, and all the other Yisurim, Reb Shimon has the whole thing. So the Gemara asks, what is he talking about? Ein Asir Min Adin, and for the Gemara it's Yisura B'Yalm. So Tosfos had this long Arichas, which is not the Ge'el Adina, that's why we're skipping it. We don't pass like Rav Shimon anyway. So we don't pass like Rav Shimon the Kiva Alocha Kechachamim. But Tosfos has the two shot, and how do you translate the words? What does it mean Yisura B'Yalm? Well, it means these new Yisurim Chadoshim that Rav Shimon is making up over here, the things that he's inventing, Those are merely Yisur of the Alma, but the Yisur of Chutz LeYerushalayim, the Chutz LaChaimo Yisur, that's the Pshut Neshal Mikra, that will get Malkus. So no, the Gemara meant to say, what he said, I would know a Kal V'Chaimo for this, for that, for the other thing. I'll derive that from a Kal V'Chaimo, and I'll say this, Taka, no Malkus on that. And the only thing that will get Malkus will only be the Dov HaChorim. So those are the two Pshutim and Tesis. Frag the Gemara, how can you say that there's no Malkus, but Rabbi says, like a Chomish? The Gemara says, no, he doesn't mean like a Chomish. Means five Yisurim. Frag them up, but the Mishnah says, Elohen Aloikin. And it lists off both the Yisurim of Chutz Lachoimu and the Yisurim Chadashim Rav Pshin. So whatever you just said, whatever Pshat and Taisis you'll accept over here, the Rav Shimon said that something is Yisurim B'Yalma, either the Chutz Lachoimu is glatt in Yisurim B'Yalma with no Malkus, or the Yisur Chadash is in Yisurim B'Yalma with no Malkus. However, you take Rav Shimon, but the Mishnah is not so. The Mishnah is following Rav Shimon's opinion. That's what Rav Yechanan says. Zudim Rabbi Kiv Rab Shimon, and the Mishnah says there is Malkus both on the Chutz Lachaim and on the Yisur Chadash.
Are we assuming that the only time it's following the
Masuna
that applies is when you're making the
law
for the purpose of
giving
Malkus?
Malkus, yeah, it's not called an Asara. An Isar it is, an Isar it will be. Right. Torah has an Isar X in certain case, and I establish based on a Kal V'Chaimer Y and Z are certainly forbidden. If X is also, Y and Z are worse, further in the alphabet, certainly also. So that would be a good Kal V'Chaimer. It would establish an Isur. You can make an Isur, but it's just not called a lav. It's not called an Asara. That it should warrant Malkus, because not Dumi, the lav the Hasimah, right? The Chutz L'Chaimer doesn't get Malkus, and Isur Mechudish does. Yeah, that's what Tosis has difficulty explaining Yidu Pshat. They both Pshatim are very shrewd. We don't really understand what the Gemara means Isur B'Yal. They both pshat the mashmah. Because that's a list of kashas and yichud. So the Gemara is stuck over here. What do you mean? There's only malchus on the pshuto, on the chutz lachaim, and no malchus on the yisur mechudash. And there's only malchus on the yisur mechudash, and there's no malchus on the pshuto, on chutz lachaim. That's against the Mishnah. The Mishnah says beferish that there's malchus on both, on the chutz lachaim and on the mechudash. And for the Gemara, you're right. There's taka malchus on both. Ela, kro yisayrehu. That's the top line on Yud Ches Onam. The previous pasuk says, "Vahaveisam, vahaveis Hashem yachalto ofnei Hashem lakecha b'amachim shivcha Hashem." Ma'ase deganochem siras mitzarechod lists out all of these pratim. Then it says around 5-6 pesukim later, "Lo silcha lechol b'sharechon." It gives you again the repeat of the whole list all over again. So the Gemara says it says already, "Lift the rachmana lo silcha liyachlam." Let it just write in the later pasuk. Don't eat these things chutz lachaim. In fact, what does it keep on ice reckoning? Each and every one individually. Meheder meforish mehu rachmana lomali. Meheder means repeat. Hada chazor. Why does the Torah repeat explicitly each and every single one separately? Ma'aseh ganochot birosh v'sarecha b'charis b'kachu v'sanecha. Chol nederecha shetida v'sarecha shrimas yodecha. Every single one repeated. It must be elo yachudu hulav l'chol chad b'chad. So the simple reading of the Gemara means like this. Since it could have said Lasucha liyachlam, even though it doesn't say like that, it says Lasucha lecha b'sharecha, and it recommends everything from A to Z that was mentioned in the earlier pasuk. So that's the same as writing Lasucha liyachlam. So the Malkus of Chutz Lachaima they'll all get. But because the Torah wrote this longhand instead of Bekitza, it could have written Lasucha liyachlam, and instead it writes the Bariches, so it must be to be Megalat, to be Mechadish to us, that in addition to the Malkus on the Pshuto, and the Chutz Lachaim, there will also be a Malkus on the Dovah HaMechudesh B'chol Echad V'yeh. The Yachudei, Lehu Laveh, to give an individual Iser, Lechol Chad V'chad, to each one, to the Maisei Degonecho, and to the B'chores B'korcho, and to the Tzaynecho, and to each one separately, another one. Okay. Then there's Vayta Big Machleik, is Rashi and Taisis, Leite Maskonet. No, so we finished already. Originally, Gemara said, it's only Yisur B'yalma, point to Rav Shimon. It's all Shaloi Ka'alav. Point to Rav Shimon, you have that as this possible, Silcha Lecha B'Sharecha, contains two Yisurim, the Pshuto, that it goes on the Chutz Lachaima, and with the Yisur Mechudesh, with the whole Drei, the Lidi Mikreb Shimon Tele, the whole Vart, with the main Winyan of this, yeah, everything is another thing. So then Igmar originally thought that Reb Shimon only holds one of them is going to get Malkus, the other one is not, either the Pshuto is going to get Malkus, and then Mechudesh not, and the Mechudesh is going to get Malkus, and the Pshuto not. Then Igmar backed out and said, no, since it's all spelled out by Riches, so they both get Malkus. What does it mean they both get Malkus? Chutz Lachaimah gets Malkus. Everybody gets Malkus on Chutz Lachaimah. And all of the Yisurim Mechudoshim also get Malkus. That's one shot. And then Rashi Dingzach over here, it has a long arichas, whether that's the right shot or not. maybe the Pshuta always gets Malkus, all the Chutzlachaymas, and some of the Mechudish get Malkus and some don't. Then the Taz gets all involved with his Rashi. At first they say he's right, then he's not right, then he is right. They keep on going back and forth. The Shaila within Reb Shimon, La Halacha, we don't pass like the whole Reb Shimon, so it's not Megay. In Reb Shimon is a Shaila, what was the Maskana? The Yachud Ilulav, L'chol Chad L'chad, whether each and everything that Reb Shimon says, Taki gets Malkus, or only the Kodim Zrikas get Malkus. The Chutz L'chaymas are all going to get Malkus, that's the Pshuto. And then, since it's the Yachud Ilulav, L'chol Chad L'chad, so all the Kodim Zrikas will also give Malkus to, but the other ones, we won't give Malkus to. So that's a Shaila.
The
Kodim, Kodim Kriya, yeah. The Bikurim Kodim Kriya, and all the others, which are Korbanos, Kodim Zrika. And maybe the other, the Zar Shachar HaSabchor, will not get Malkus. But the Chutzla Azorah, if you eat the Kodshim Kodshim Chutzla Azorah, you won't get Malkus. Okay. Dabdi Gemara, Gufa Omar Rav, we're quoting back the original statement of Rav on the previous Omar. Zar Shachar Menor, Lufne Zrika, Chutzla Chaim, with Rav Shimon, Leiter Chomish. What are the five Malkus again? Azar Shachar Min Ha'el Lifnei Zrika Chutz L'Chaim Ba'Le Rav Shimon. What are again the five? Well, one is that Yehi Chutz L'Chaim. Chutz L'Chaim there's Malkus on everything. Secondly, it's a Kachi Kachim. So Kachi Kachim Chutz L'Azara is another Malkus. So that's a second Malkus. Thirdly, even if he would have eaten it in the Azara, it's an Olam. An Olam is no one's supposed to eat. It's a third Malkus. Fourthly, he's a Zara, he's not a Kayin. And anybody who's not a Kayin who eats Kachi Kachim gets Malkus. And what's the fifth malchut? Lifnei Zrika. If you eat any carbon before Zrika, there's another malchut. So those are the five malchuts. Then he's a zar, and it's an oila, and it's before Zrika, and it's chutz lachaymo, and it's chutz lazar. Those are the five. Break the Gemara. Why not give him another time malchut? Galil kanami mishum lazar la yoichal ki koydeshein. We just read it before, no? We just read it in Tetzaveh. That's today's parsha. Why don't you give him another Malkus? Because it says Vizal Yechel Kikodeshem. A non-Kain is forbidden from eating Kodesh Kodesh. So it's another law. And for the Gemara, according to the Rambam, that a Kefla Lav is not like this. So what's the Gemara's question? Isn't it just a Kefla Lav Vizal Yechel? A Zara, non-Kain is not allowed to eat Kodesh Kodesh. That's the same, that's one of the five that Rabbi spoke of. One of the five was a Zara eating Kodesh Kodesh. Doesn't that indicate like Rashi and Tosfos and the Ramban and all of the Gaonim by Ochol Kutisa, Ochol Molo, Ochol Tzira? Whenever you have a listing, a repetition of Lav, you like it several times. What is the Raman going to do with this Gemara? So Tosfos already gives an answer to it. The Gemara says, Velilki Nami doesn't necessarily mean Velilki Malkus, maybe just means Velilki, Zala Oiver Zayn. Maybe it just means let him be Oiver in other reasons, because Tosfos had Rashi's pshat was that you don't get Malkus on all these five things that Rav said. And the Gemara said, "Yachudi hula v'chol chad v'chad." You only get malchus on chutz lachoyma. Then you get a malchus on the bikurim kaidim kriya, and you get a malchus on all the other karbonis kaidim zrika. But all the other things we learned out, there's no malchus on. It's just the surah v'yalma. That part of the halamim of the surah v'yalma is still retained in the maskon. So according to Rashi, still, what's going on? What does the Gemara say? Like a chomish? How is he like a chomish? So the answer is, that not like a chomish. He's like it twice. He's like it because of Kodim Zrika, because of Chutz L'Chaim, because of Chutz L'Azor, because of Zar, because of Oila, it's like a no Malchus. He's like it twice, and he's like for another three, he's through the Yalman. So the Gemara says, V'lilki Nami, according to Rashi, Tosfos points out, according to Rashi, it doesn't mean V'lilki Nocha Malchus. No! It doesn't necessarily mean V'lilki. It could mean, let's say that if Rav is saying how many Surim he violates, even though he doesn't really get Malchus according to how many Surim he violated. He only gets twice Malchus in addition to violating another three Surim with that Malchus. So the Gemara just says, V'lilki Nami, why don't you say that he violates another law? Perhaps that's how the Rambam would learn, V'lilki Nami. It's lamed up, V'lilki Nami, Zala Reva Zaynachala. And the Gemara cannot be, Hani Mili, that law, Zala Yechal, and Parshish Pitzaveh, only applies, Hecha de la Kahanim Chazi. As the Pasuk says, V'yach le'osma shekupa bahem, V'zala Yechal ki kodeshem. So it only applies, V'zala Yechal ki kodeshem, when you have V'yach le'osma shekupa bahem. The Isra of the Zar is a bitl mitzvah that the Kohanim are supposed to eat it and not the Zar. But over here, by an oila, the Kohanim don't have a mitzvah to eat it. So that's why this Isra of the Zar Yochel Kikodeshem doesn't apply. And for the Gemara, Hani Mili, when does that law from Tetzaveh apply? Hechet al Kohanim Chazi. When the Kohanim are supposed to eat it, then the Zar Mamavatla, the mitzvah Sachi Vesakrin. by the oil of the Kohanim, Nami Loichazi. So therefore, there's no love of Azalea. Frankly, more of Lukanam Mishum Basa was a trade for Loisachela, which means Kimishiyotza Basa Chutun Chitzasai Ne'esar. What does that mean? How many Surah are included in this Basa? Basa Basa Trefa Loisachela. First of all, the Pasuk is referring to Trefa. If an animal is nitrophil. A lion came and it ripped apart the limbs of a little sheep, and the sheep is still alive, and is going to die. The sheep is going to die. The animal, the lion, ripped him to pieces. So the sheikhid runs quickly and he shafts the sheep before it dies a natural death, and he killed it. Okay. So he saved it from dying, from becoming an availer, so he shafts it. So the Pasuk says it didn't help. It's still basa basa trefa. The animal that was ripped apart in the field. Normally a lion rips animals apart in the field, doesn't rip it apart in the house, doesn't rip it apart in the butcher shop. Lions don't come into the city. So usually it's basar, ledibra kasarala behaiva. Basar, basar, a trefa, loisachelu. It's referring to a trefa when the animal was ripped apart. You're not allowed to eat trefas. The pshuta shalmikra, the Rambam writes, the pshuta shalmikra is speaking about drusa. Anybody know what drusa is? It's drusa and it's drusa. Pushing down, that's drasa. That's drasa. There are five hilchos shechita. There are five dinim that five basic elementary dinim that the shechita has to know in addition to another million and one dinim. So the basic five dinim of shechita are shehiyah, drasa, halada, hagram, v'ika. Drasa means when he cuts, he has to fiddle back and forth. If he pushes this way, places pressure this way. Without, you always have to put pressure down. Don't push pressure down. So fiddle all day long, you won't cut the skin. You won't get anywhere. So he has to push down, but he has to push sideways as he's pushing down also. If he pushes straight, he gets a hakmes and he chops the animal's head off. That's called drusa. That's a chisaron of shechita. The animal is now in a veil. That's drusa. But what's a drusa? Drusa is a different thing. Drusa means if an animal was attacked. Right. If an animal was attacked by another animal, if it clawed its neck. If the animal was clawed by another animal, so there are dinim in the Gemara, in the Shulchan Aruch, a lot of details. When the animal I was attacked is labeled as a drusa. So the Rambam has a famous bart in the Yara Hazaki. He claims the boss of Asara Trevul Isachelu, the original, there are seven categories of Trevul. So the Rambam claims the original Pshutu Shalmikra of boss of Asara Trevul is really only referring to drusa, the animal that was attacked by a bear, the animal that was attacked by a wolf, and it clawed its neck. Scratched it and made a hole in the neck. But the other trefas, let's say there's a puncture in the lung, or a hole in the kidneys, or a hole in the intestines, or something like that, or a broken leg, that's also included in trefa, but it's not the pshuta shalmikra. So the Rambam wants to make a chilek. And therefore the Rambam writes, since the pshuta shalmikra is a peladika Rambam, the Taz and Yerudeya has a hard time figuring out what the Rambam is driving at. The Rambam writes, and therefore, since the pshuta shalmikra is only referring to drusa, and all of the other six categories of trefa. There were seven categories of trefas. So the six of the categories of trefa are not really the pshuta shalmikra. The pshuta is only drusa. So therefore the Rambam writes, l'fichech echmiru hachomim bedrusa, yoyisim ebishar trefas. That's why sofik drusa is asa, because sveka deraisa lechumre. And the others are sveka derabonon asofik tarashval pelekulam. The Taz has a hard time explaining what is he talking about. What, where do you find the din that Drusa is more suffic l'chumah than all the other trefas? That's what the Rambam writes. So that's again, that's a pshuta. Read that pasuk. That's in Mishpatim. Obas v'asad trefas l'chem is in Parshas Mishpatim. So the pshuta shalmikra the Rambam claims is referring to Drusa. Or if you want to dig into it, the Rambam is referring to all the trefas. To all the seven categories of trefas. Then in addition to that I say the pasuk refers to a drusa, an animal that was clawed by a wolf or a bear or something like that, a tiger, and also referring to all the Zion, all the Shar Zion trefas. In addition to that, we say the pasuk includes other things. Why does it say basada? So the Gemara darshins, kibushi yotza basa chutz l'chitzoso ne'esar basa basada, it becomes trefa. Not the basa basada, which is a trefa. If the basa is basada, then it becomes trefa, and therefore loisachel. Basada means chutzlim chitzasa chutzlim kaimai. What is an example of chutzlim kaimai? So one example is if it's kachin kachin chutzla azara. Another example is if it's kachin kalim chutzli mushalai.
Another example is a ben pekuah shahoshit yodoi chutz l'me'eimoi. That what? When you shech the mother, so the uber inside is nitar v'shchitas or ein. That's what Tosfos quotes from the Mishnayos and Behem Hamkasha from the Mishnah Chulin. What happens if the uber inside the mother's belly sticks out a limb? So even though the rest of the uber that's inside the me'eimoi is nitar v'shchitas or ein, but that limb that's sticking out will not be nitar v'shchitas or ein, because it's chutlun chitzos, it's outside of where it belongs. Then the Gemara has is another din of basa basore chutz l'mechitzasoi. Let's say I have basa v'yeva hamaduldo b'behem achayi v'yot. Let's say I have an animal, kosher animal, shechtet, shechtet shere, and it's mutta b'achil, but I happen to have a broken limb. So if that broken limb was broken in the right place, then you hit the jackpot and the whole animal is a trefer. So when you shechtet, the whole thing is going to be also b'achil. But it's only broken by the toes or something, if it's broken further down, it's broken high enough up. If it's broken by the Tzumus Hagidin at a specific point, a crucial spot, then it makes the whole animal a trefer. But if it's broken lower down, then the din is that the shechita is mata, the whole animal b'achila, except for that broken part, because that's considered chutz l'mechitzasa, because it's only dangling on, it's only holding on by the skin. That's called basa v'yeva ha-meduldolim be-behem ha-chayiviyot. Meduldol means that it's just hanging on. It's only hanging on by a thread. And that part that's hanging on is also ba'achila, it's a treifa, chutz l'mechitzasa. Hechitimtza, how can you have part of the chicken is a treifa and the rest of the chicken is not a treifa? How can it be either the chicken is a treifa or it's not a treifa? The answer is no. Here's the hechitimtza. You have the leg is broken in a spot where it does not make the whole chicken a treifa. And you shech the chicken. So the whole chicken is not a treifa, but the eva hamaduldo is considered basa basara chutz l'mechitzasa, because it's not fully attached to the main part of the animal. All of these are included in the din of basa basara treifa lo yisachil. What if you have a carbon mincha? A mincha is a kotche kotche. What if you take a mincha chutz lo azara? It's nifsal b'yotze. Nifsal b'yotze. It's an iser to eat it. Even if you take it back into the azara, it'll be an iser to eat it. Will you violate this law of basa basara treifa lo yisachil? It says basa. It doesn't say mincha. Maybe it only applies to things that are basa. So what about chicken? What about taka? Eva hamadulda be'ov. Taka, there wouldn't be a lav. The Rambam writes that there's a lav even by a mincha. Even by a mincha, she hotziyua, chutz la'azara, and it's nifsal b'yotzi, because a mincha is a kachikachin. Kachikachin peh. The makam is the azara. When you take it out of its makam, it becomes nifsal b'yotzi. So the Rambam writes, even if you eat a mincha that was nifsal b'yotzi, you loike because of basa basara trefa lo sechel. And the Minhag Chinuch discusses that. How can it be? But if the pasuk says basar, true, you can extend the chutz l'mechitzasa is not only if the animal was attacked by a wolf or something like that, by a bear, even if it's a treif in the sense of chutz l'mechitzasa. A kopanim has to be basar. If it's not basar, it's soulless. It's flour. How can you say that there should be an issa basar treif on flour? That's what Minhag Chinuch discusses. How can the Rambam say that there's not? So what's the Gemara's kasha over here? But little kina mimi shum. Rabbi said there are five times malchus. By the zasha humra the lifting is rika chutz lachoyma. During the Gemara, let there be another malchus, a sixth time malchus. Mishum bas basar treifel aschel kim shas pasi chutz mechitzasai ne esar. And with the Gemara name, what do you mean? It's chutz l'mechitzasai. Chutz of which mechitz? If it had, it says lois achel. Bas basar treifel lois achel means if it would have been in its mechitz, it would have been muta b'achila. Now that you took it chutz l'mechitzasa, it's also b'achila. So the Gemara answers, and for the Gemara, hani mili, when do you have this, when does this lav apply? Hechad b'fnim chazi, only when it's inside its mechitza, it would be muta b'achila, and then it leaves, then it becomes treifa lo yisachel, it's also b'achila. Or b'hocha by korban oilo, the oilo is all kulo kolil. The b'fnim nami lo chazi, it's not muta b'achila inside the azor. So the azara is the makom of the oilo. If the makom, if you take the yola chutz lazar, it'll be nifsal biyotze with respect to what, that you won't be allowed to be makter agami hamizbeach. Normally the dinners of the yola is kulo kalu. You burn the whole yola on top of the marach, on top of the fire, on top of the mizbeach. If you take the yola chutz lazar, it'll be nifsal biyotze. So what'll be the din? You won't be allowed to be makter it. Even if you bring it back in on into the azar, you won't be allowed to be makter agami hamizbeach. But it won't have this isa because the azare is the makom. Is the makom of the ola, but not, it's not the makom achila of the ola. The ola has no makom achila. So you can't say Since it left its makam achila, therefore it becomes osabachil. There is no makam achila for oila. That's what the Gemara answers. The only time you have this din is if the makam that it left started off as a makam achila, but by oila it's a makam of the korban. That every korban has a makam, and if you take a chutz to the makam, it becomes a nifsal biyotze. But you can't say that it's a makam achila. So that's why this specific law will not apply. When does this law apply? If it's mutar b'achila inside the makam, means that the makam is a makam haroi l'achila. So it's not, the azara is not a makam achila. So then if it leaves the azara, it won't be chal d'sisa lo esachila. Frag the Gemara, v'lilkin nami kid Rav Lezer, the Amar Rav Lezer. Lo yeyachol ki kodesh hein. Lo yeyachol ki kodesh hein. Kosh ba kodesh posel. Ro ha kosh, yitin lo esas al achlos. It's also in today's Seder. Kosh ba kodesh posel, it says the posel really refers to noisa. But then the posel says, lo yeyachol ki kodesh hein. So the way the posel sums it up, the way it concludes, sounds like any psuli hamad gosh. Whenever you have a korban that became nifsal, so there's always an added law. The Gemara says, Tesis quotes, the Gemara says that this law would not warrant malchus. This law is the halav shebichlolos. So we'll never get any malchus. So what's the Gemara's kasha b'lilki? Nami ki the Reb Lezer? What kind of a kasha b'lilki? But the Gemara said before that there is no malchus on this. They says no, the kasha merely was, why don't they mention that should be an issa? If you say like Rashi, that even the Fiha Maskone, like the Chomish of Rav, it doesn't really mean like the Chomish, means that there are five Yisurim, then it's Gorak with the Kash. If Rav is only listing off two Yisurim which have Malkus and three Yisurim which don't have Malkus, so should he say two that have Malkus and four that don't have Malkus? Should have listed off another one, if he's listing off even with that Malkus. And even if you say like the Re-Entasis, that according to Rav Shimon, everybody gets Malkus, the five Mechudoshim, and the five pshutos, everybody gets malchus for everything. So when Rava said like the chamish means he violates five malchus, he violates five lav and he gets five malchus. So the Gemara Gehalten is still a kasha, but little kinami. Rava should have said he's like the chamish v'ayvarachas. He should have still said he gets five times malchus. In addition, having violated another iser, even though he doesn't get malchus on it. That was the Gemara's kasha. The little kinami kid Rav Leizer, the Amar Rav Leizer lo yachol kikayish and brakas v'ikmos says lachi losai. And for the Gemara, the same style teretz. When do you say that you have a lav? When it becomes nifsal. Whenever the curve, what was the psul over here? Yotze. The sarah of the shiotze. It wasn't possible until he took it out of the azar. So the Gemara asks, once it became nifsal, the yotze, chutzla azar, let him get mal. Gemara says, no, what are you talking about? Lo yochol ki kodesh means if it's a psuli hamakdoshim that originally was chazi la'achile, and now it's psuli hamakdoshim, it's posel la'achile, but here it was never chazi, it's the kula kolil. And all those kolil. So why was it? Before it was kasha lahaktare, the oil was kasha lahaktare, the Eivor. And now that it was nifsal b'yotze, it's not kasha lahaktare. So you can't say there's a lav. Lo yeyochel ki koy l'shem. Set sin in Yisra Achila. What are you talking? I never had a hefer achila in the first place. That's what the Gemara answered. The same answer as before. Halimile hechel koydim psula chazi, if it was roi l'achila. So then when it becomes nifsal, it becomes psula hamadoshim pasal l'achila. Or behocha by the oilo, the koydim psula nami loy chazi. That's why there's no love of kol shabbat kodesh posel. Fek dimo no hakash, but little kinami ki idach the Rav Leizer, the Amr the Tani Rav Leizer Reimer, kol shabbat kol tiye, lo yeyachel, how does it say? Lo yeyachel, even when it says alachi losai. I, Rav, forgot there's another love, that whatever something is kulo kolil, in addition to Rav Shimon's love. Rav Shimon has a whole posel, v'suchel lechel b'sharecha, etc., etc. So one of them goes on a kolil. Whenever something is kula cool, calls a lot. But there's another lot. Forget about Reb Shimon. We don't pass him like Reb Shimon and Reb Akiva. We pass him like Rabbanan. At this possible, only goes on chutz l'chaim. It doesn't go on all these fancy things. But still, Frank Mar, this is the halal. Everybody's masking to this one. And you are right. And it does have good takasha. On a korban that's kula kolil, not only do you have an Iser essay that it says he's supposed to be makterit, Rashi on the top of the Zion on the base quotes the essay. The Orchub and Aharon, the Goy Mekolal, he, Veloy Lachila, it's an Iser essay. But the Gemara says, you have a lav also. You have a lav. Loy Teyachal, Litulay says, Alachalas, everybody agrees to that lav. So why does Rav only list off five Malkus on Ibid Rav Shimon? There's one Malkus, Lachaladeh. The Gemara says, you're right. Enachinam.
The Rav Mihai Kro Ko Oma. What does that mean? What does it mean, Rav Mihai Kro Ko Oma? A what? There are six. Rav is only listening. No, there are five malchus in from this class. There's talking all these lavim would also apply, but we're only listing off five times malchus from one pasuk. Sichel lefar sharach ma'asid gan from sirosh v'itzarecha. You're going to get five times malchus from this one pasuk in re'ei. Sichel lefar sharach. The taka right from the other pasuk there will be another malchus. Mihai krokom. Only from one pasuk you get five times malchus. Okay, what does the Gemara say about it? Amar Rav Gila Amar Rav, Koin Shachar Mechav Tzah Shalif Tein Zriko Loike.